Praise the Lord, good morning. We are opening our Bible in the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, and let's read Psalm 142. Psalm 142, Psalm of David. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice, unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble when my spirit was overwhelmed within me. Then thou knewest my path. In the way where I am, I walk, have they privily laid a snare for me. I look on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge fell me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, I say, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. I bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Thank you, Lord, for we know as we cry unto you, Lord, that you will hear our cry, and you will deal with our enemies, deal with our persecutors, deal with those who are against us and against your word and your will, and you will deal bountifully with us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your help and support. We come before in the name of Jesus. Come to God. Let's cry to God, whatever issue or problem you have. Don't take it home, but bring it to the Lord. The Lord is here with us, wherever you are in your places. Who you hear the message, who you hear this recording, cry to God. Help me, O God, I cry to you, Lord. Deliver me from my enemies. Deliver me from my persecutors. Deliver me from those who oppose the truth, Lord. Hear our cry and hear our prayers. Save us, O Lord. Heal us, deliver us, protect us, provide for us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time. Thank you for all answered prayers, the healing, the salvation of Jesus, the eternal life that we have in you, your presence in our life. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Let's give thanks now to God, believing that as we are crying, as we are praying, God is moving our heart, already moved to do wonderful things for us, for his church, and for his people. Thank you, God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. For you are great, Lord. There is no one like you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our families, our good health, the provision daily. O Lord, the joy, the peace, the eternal life, the word of God that you sent us, the gift of prayer. Thank you for your church. You place us in your family. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege that we have in you, O Lord. We thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. O God, let's confess our sin, our doubts, our anxieties. Confess your grumbling, your anger, your lack of commitment, selfishness, the fear of man, your worldliness. Confess all these sins and come to God in repentance, committing your life to him, to serve and do the work of him. Yes, Lord, as we confess our sin, as your church that you love, that you die for, coming to your repentance, I pray, hear us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You are faithful and just and true, O God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, Jesus. Lord, we pray. Pray for our families. Bless all the families. Provide for the families, O God. Bless the parents. Strengthen each and every parent of the church. Unite them with your word and your will and your plan that you have for them and their children, O God. We pray they will give careful instruction to their children to go on and serve you, Lord, to raise up godly children according to your ways, according to your word. O God, I pray for restoration of families, O God. I pray for understanding. I pray for wisdom that come from you in the name of Jesus. We pray for your word to be daily read and your people daily in their homes. They praise and they worship you and they will pray at your feet. Hear our prayers. We pray for all families, members, to be saved in the name of Jesus. We pray each family will shine for you to reach the lost, O God. To reach the neighborhood, to reach other families and homes around them in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for those who are afflicted, those having a problem, those who are sick, those who need a provision. Let's cry out to God for them. Lord, help. Stretch out your hand and help and comfort and heal and provide in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Hear our prayers. We remember our brethren who are sick. Stretch out your hand and do miracle and heal them in the name of Jesus. We remember our brethren who are having no job and income. Lord, touch them and provide for them income and job, so they will be well provided by you. And Lord, we cry out also to you for whatever broken relationship, broken families, Lord. We pray for restoration, we pray for miracles, we pray for reconciliation in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers and we pray. We pray for the nation of Ukraine, we pray for the war to be stopped there. And we pray also, Lord, for the nation of Sri Lanka. I pray for improvement in the economic situation there. Help our brethren who are there in the name of Jesus. Provide for them, O God. Provide for their families and children, O God. Help the ministry in Sri Lanka to continue. Let your name be lifted up and let your name be magnified in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray. We pray for this country that you place your church, O God. We pray for other places that your church has spread in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, also Sierra Leone, Armenia, Australia, America, Nigeria, Uganda. We pray. And also, my Lord, we pray for all these places that your church has spread. We pray for your name be magnified. We pray that you will have favor from you and from the governments and from authorities there in all these places and countries and nations, Lord, that you will give us all what we need of from offices, O God, places for worship, and also whatever, Lord, logistic need, you will be the one to provide for us. We pray for all these governments to be safe, to know you. We commit ourselves to obey the rules, to be a good example to others, to spread your word, to pray, and to evangelize to the lost. We pray that you will stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, and people, they will know that you are the true God and we are your servant. We pray also, God, for all our contacts, our neighbors, our friends, our also relatives, our people who are working with us. We pray that from all these areas that we will evangelize, there will be souls and people coming to you and save you, O God, with us. We pray for more people to be discipled. We pray for more people to receive water baptism in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that you will lead us to do your will in full. We pray for the vision of the church, multiplication in peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we trust you that you will be the one who will do it. You will add to us those who have been saved. You will add to us workers, O God. We cry out to you, Lord, that the harvests are plenty, but the workers are few. We pray to you, Lord, to add to us laborer, O God, for the harvest. We pray you bless all the ministries of the church, the watchman ministry, the children ministry, the youth ministry under the parents, the church school, the church clinic, the church banking, the website of the church, the translation ministry, the publication ministry, Lord. We pray you bless all this ministry, O God. We pray for a fruit, O Lord, that each and every ministry will do our best to evangelize, reaching more souls and families and groups, nations, countries, villages, towns, continents. Lord, we trust you, God. You will answer prayer. And we believe our prayers are answered. Oh God, we pray for today also our worship. We pray that all the items of our worship, anoint the prayers, oh God, anoint the giving, anoint the songs, anoint this recording, O God. I pray, anoint the message in the name of Jesus, and you will be the one to lead us and guide us, O God. We pray, O Lord, that this recording to be anointed by you to reach places, to reach people, to reach the rest of the congregations and the church members, the rest of our brethren. We pray for miracles and wonders. We pray that you will do wonderful things for us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord.
Shaken, not be shaken. God is awesome. You are in this place, O Lord, and you're so awesome to be worshipped and adored.
Amen.
Truly, Lord God, we expect for miracles, O Lord God, as we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. Yes, O Lord, let your will be done, O God, in our lives. Lord, we pray that as we come into your presence, we would be like sheep, always willing to obey and follow you. We've been astray, O Lord, but you have gathered us together unto your pen.
All we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us fighting our own separate way. We have all sinned and fallen short of your glory. But your glory is what we desire to see. And in your presence is where we long to be. Oh Lord, show us your mercy and grace. Take us to your holy place. Forgive us sin. Rejected by men, he took our sin. Draw us near to you, Father, through Jesus, your Son. Let us worship him for you. Presence once again. Oh Lord, did not wait for me, you drawn near to me. But you love yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me, you cry out to me. But you let me hear your voice calling me.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll continue worship the Lord by giving our tithes and offering, our offering and our first fruit and our vows unto God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful time of worship. Thank you for your people who are coming to you wholeheartedly, O God. Reward and bless and do miracles and stretch out your hand and help and support. Lord, we thank you, God, for all that you give us of income, salaries, provision. Thank you, God, and here we are. We bring what belongs to you, Lord, from tithes and offerings and our first food. We bring it, Lord, to the storehouse of yours so there will be food. And I pray, Lord, that you open the windows of heaven and bless your people and pour us so much blessing that they have no place to keep. And as you promised, and you will rebuke the devourer, that no pestilence to come near to us, rebuke sicknesses, rebuke accidents, rebuke robberies, also rebuke pandemics, whatever things, work of devil, mishaps, take it away in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you establish the work of our hands, that all nations and people know we are blessed by you. O God, I pray, Lord, that you use this money, multiply it, let it reach, and use the people to be brought to you, O God. I pray for the lost souls to come, multiply this money, and use it to meet all the needs of all the ministries. There'll be more evangelism, more fields and areas to be open. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is what we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We will continue today speaking about the fig tree. And we'll go and we'll understand what the Lord met. And he taught about the parable of the fig tree. Luke chapter 13 and verse 6 to 9. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dressers of his vineyard, Behold, this is 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it in the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone. This year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Lord, thank you for your word that always stand on time to remind us, to teach us, to direct us to your will in full. O God, anoint my lips and put words and statement and challenge your people and help each and every one of us to follow your will and your commands. O God, take the message and spread it. Let it be a fruit 30, 60, and 100. According to your will, O God, I pray for revival. I pray for workers to be raised up and servants of yours to be established, willing to serve you and bear fruit, O God, that you will enjoy us, that we are your disciples and followers of yours and doing the work of yours in full. Enable us, O God. We thank you, God, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hear the Lord with this parable. He is challenging us to bear fruit. He wants us to be fruitful. He wants to see fruit in our lives. He wants to enjoy the fruit and the changes in life and the things that we bring back to Him. The Lord has saved us and has invested lots of things in our lives. And He has a plan, and we need to follow the plans of God. We need to follow His will. We need to follow His word so that the thing that He ordained for us, it will be accomplished. And what He wants from us, that we will do. In Mark chapter 11, Mark chapter 11, verse 12, the verse 14, we can read about a real fig tree that Jesus went for it to have a fruit, looking really for a fruit. Today, Jesus is looking for a fruit in your life. God wants you to be fruitful. God had invested much on you and he had much expectation from your life. You cannot be like this. Mark 11, verse 12 to 14. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. The Lord is hungry, as we spoke last week. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Here the Lord came to that tree in order to eat the fruit, but he was not able to eat because there was no fruit on it, only leaves. But in spite of that, the Lord cursed it, although it is written it was not the season, yeah? He said that for the time of figs was not yet, even it was not the time for the figs. And the Lord came to eat from it, but he did not find, even he knew it was not the time. But the Lord himself cursed it. It means that he still wanted from it that it should have a fruit in it. In the same way for us. All the season we must be available and must be ready for the Lord to do the work and be the fruit. In the book of Second Timothy, and chapter 4 and verse 2, we can read that we need to be ready in season and out of season. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. Praise the Lord. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So, all the seasons, all circumstances, we need to be available to preach the word, to exhort, to rebuke, to teach, to instruct, with all patience, perseverance, and with all doctrines. God wants us to be ready all the season to be the fruit. And for this reason, you know, we need to be transformed. We need to give up our own will and plans. And we need to surrender our will to Him. You need to surrender your life, your plans, your will, your ambition. You need to surrender it to Him. Your desires, all you need to put aside and come to God and serve Him and bear the fruit that God wants to see in your life. God created us for a purpose. And He wants the fruit. What are the fruit the Lord wants to see in our life? If that is your desire also today, to be fruitful to the Lord, the first fruit that God wants to see in your life is the fruit of repentance. Matthew chapter 3 verse 8, bring forth therefore fruits meets for repentance. The first fruit is the fruit of repentance. Turn away from your sin. Whatever sin you are doing, you need to turn away from it and come back to God, and through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will meet God after you repent and renounce all your sin. Matthew 3:8. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. The other kind of fruit that you need to reproduce in your life first to turn away from sin, renounce all your sin, shortcomings, so you get delivered from all bondages, limitations, sicknesses, you get healing because of your repentance of your sin. The second fruit that God wants to see and wants to eat in your life is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. These are the fruit that will make your character Christ-like. You will have a Christ character, a Christian character. More love, joyful in all circumstances, having peace, willing to long-suffering, being gentle, kind, doing good things. And that is your character and attitude will be changed. That is the second fruit that God wants to see in each and every one of us lives. God, Jesus is hungry today and He wants to enjoy a fruit from our lives, and He is looking on us and we need to comply with Him. The third kind of fruit, the first one is the turning from our sin, our shortcomings. The second one is to have the character and the attitude of our Lord Jesus Christ, to be Christ-like, to have a Christian attitude. And the third fruit is to bring people. God wants us to bring in new souls into His kingdoms. In the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 16, the Lord say, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you." God wants us to bear fruit, new souls. And you know, when your life will be changed, when you start to be fruitful, when your attitude will be changed, people will start to look into your life, and people will start to know God and start to praise the Lord because of what they see in your life. In the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, as the Lord say, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Christ here is clearly want us that we will show a good character and attitude, and when the people will see it, they will start to see Christ in us. They will start to glorify God in heaven, and that is here now. The fig tree, the church of the Lord, God wants from us church fruit. We need to bring the fruit to Him. He wants to enjoy the fruit in our lives, you know, and what we have read in the parable of the fig tree that the Lord mentioned. The Lord had planted a vineyard and He had put a fig tree. It took Him effort and time and resources, and also He put somebody, as we have read in Luke chapter 13, verse 6, he say, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came, sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of, so there is here, he had to plant, after he planted, he had put somebody, who called his dresser of his vineyard, behold, this is 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why compareth it the ground? Here the Lord had spent on us, had spent on you. And God is confronting us today. The Lord Jesus Christ today is confronting us. And the things that mention very clear. The fig tree take resources, it take a place, it take water, it take soil, and there's no fruit in it. The Lord is today speaking to you, speaking to us, and He is warning us, He is changing us, and He is interfering in our lives. Every now and then the Lord will come, interfere, and speak, challenge, rebuke, warn, and in order to bring the changes that He wants us to be changed, He wants to see in our lives clearly. What are the things that here the Lord was confronting them? He say, I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none, lack of a fruit. That is clear. The first thing is that is the truth. There is lack of a fruit, and the fruit we spoke about it. Fruit of repentance, fruit of the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of a new source. That is the first thing, lack of a fruit. And that is a challenge for us. That is the change for us. We need to move and do certain things that God wants us to do so that fruit will come into our life. And the thing, the second part that He face us with is that He pronounced judgment. Cut it down, because there's no fruit and there's no benefit coming out from all what He had invested. And the third things here the Lord is giving the reason why it need to be cut. He say, cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? It take a space. It take the resources, take the water, take the soil from other trees, while others are bringing fruit, but the fig tree are not bringing fruit. So here is giving here the why he want this seed to be cut, because there is no fruit come out of it. It's lack of fruit. He asked to cut it. He explained why he wants to cut it. And that is the confrontation that have the Lord today intervening with us, speaking to us heart to heart. He wants us to do and handle that situation that God is showing to us, lack of fruit in our life. Let's read verse 8 and 9. Luke 13, verse 8 and 9. Now the man that God had put, who was responsible to care for the vineyard, and he answering, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year, he prayed. Let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dunk it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. Here, you know, as long God has sent his message, and with this kind of warning and this kind of challenge and also rebuke, and there is hope because God is intervening, God is caring, and there is somebody who is praying for you. Here we saw that the man who is responsible on the fig tree, he was pleading, he was interceding, and in heaven Christ Jesus. Christ died for us, died for our sin on the cross. He was buried, he rose from the dead, he went to heaven, his right hand of God the Father, and he is interceding for us, he is praying for us, he is praying for you. He is praying for the church, and the church also praying for you. We are praying for you, we are really praying for those who are unfaithful, those who are unfruitful, those who are selfish, those who had received but they don't want to give. Those are worldly. We are praying and we are interceding for you, and that is what we can do to you at this time. We continue to pray for you till your life will be changed, and be willing to come back fully to God and to serve him with all your potential, giving away your plans, your ambitions, your bad habits, your sins, renouncing your bondages. You move away from the thing that is also wasting your time and also your resources. That's what we can do to you. We pray for you. The second we can do also, we give you warning. Here, as when the Lord say, cut it, that is a warning, that is a rebuke, and that is in order to impart warning to you that you may repent and come back to God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8 and verse 13, Jeremiah 8:13, it say, I will surely consume them, say the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaves that fade and the thing that I have given them shall pass away from them. That is another warning from the Lord, that what he has given, he will take away. And he will take all. This is the warning of God, you know. Don't be deceived with people that say to you, peace and peace and peace. No, there is no peace and there is no salvation. There is no peace and there is no salvation. If you will not repent, if you will not change your life, if you will not go back to God and do his will and follow his words and follow his commands, you know. People usually when they hear the word of God, they think that they are safe, that things will go well with them. They go to churches and when they hear the message, they think that once they hear, it is enough. If you hear the message but you don't repent, There's judgment coming on you. In Book of Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 19 to 21. Don't think that you will receive a blessing if you will hear, but you don't do. But curse will come. That's the warning. We warn you. We do our best to warn you so that you refrain from your own ways and come back to God and start to serve Him. And it came to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace. As long as I hear the message, I have peace. But no, there's a curse if you will not repent. A blessing will come with repentance. Though I walk in the imagination of my heart to add to drunkenness, to thirst, the Lord will not spare him. But then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him. And the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven, and the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. So now here it is very clear. If you hear the message but you don't do, don't expect the blessing. Blessing will come when you repent of your sin. What else we can offer to you? What else we do? Let's go back and what the man said to the Lord. And look at chapter 13 and verse 8. Lord, let it be around this till I shall dig about it. We dig about you. We try to expose the roots. We try to open up the roots. What are the reason of there's no fruit? We check the roots, because sometimes the roots, it is on the rocks or stones. Sometimes the soil is not good. Sometimes water is not coming. So all these are the reason we need to dig around. You know, digging around, it may embarrass you. It might be, upset you. But that's what we need to do. When somebody is sick, he go to a doctor. He go to a physician. And the physician will do for him investigation, and he will check what sickness, what is the problem, so that he would be able to see what medication or surgery he need to do for that person to get well. The same here. We dig around you. We try to find out the root cause of lack of fruit. And that is it. That is what we need to do. And that is what we are doing. And what he say here, till I shall dig about it and dung it. He put fertilizer. You know, whatever the word of God that the Lord had placed in our hand, like to exhort, to correct, to rebuke, to teach, to admonish, these are the fertilizer that is around, that's in our hand, that's in the church hand, in addition to prayer, advices. That's why you should not be ashamed. We are not here to harm you. We are here to help you. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. You need to come and open up the situation that you are passing through so that we will see how we can help in your life. In the book of Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. That's here. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsaking them, shall have mercy. Open up your life completely so that we can be able to help you. Confess your sins, renounce them, so that you will prosper, and then we can pray for you and give you advices and guide you in the way that you need to go. In the book of James, chapter 5, and verse 16 say, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's what we need to do, that's what we are doing. We pray for you, we counsel you, we advise you, we dig around, we try to find what is the root cause, how to correct it, we give you advices, we use the word of God in order for you to be helped. God wants you to be teachable. God wants you to listen to advice and also listen to correction, so that at the end you need to be, at the end you will be wise. We can read Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. That is, when you receive instruction and counsel and advice, that will help you, so that it will be hope for you, and you will be wise and be a fruit in your life. We can read also about that in the book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30 and verse 19 and 20 say, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have said before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. These are the things that God wants us to humble down. God wants you to humble down. In the front of you, life and death, choose life. To humble down, to be teachable, willing to give up and also surrender your will and also your plans, and come back to God and do the plans that he has for you, so that you will bear fruit. We learn from this parable of the fig tree. We learn good things and lessons also in the ministry, also in life. In whatever project or work or ministry we do, we learn from it. It is a good pattern for us to follow. It is a good learning about the prayer. Here the man who was put by the owner of the vineyard, he prayed as we have read in Luke 13 verse 8, and he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also. As God is showing us certain unfruitfulness, whether in work or life or ministry, God wants us to pray. We hand it through prayer. We bring it to the Lord in the prayers and with the commitments. It's not only that we pray, Lord, let it alone this year, but you need also to commit also yourself. Till I shall dig about it, that you need to dig about it. You need to study why, whatever you can, to study, to search, come for counseling, from get advices. Why this like this happening? Search yourself also. Dig inside why such thing is taking place. Maybe you need to correct yourself. That is what God wanting from us. We need to do this kind of work that God wants us to do. We need to commit ourselves that during this 1 year timetable, you know, when he pray, keep it 1 more year. This is a pattern for us. We reach people, we evangelize, we disciple for 3 years, and 1 more year we expect a fruit. And this year, 1 more year is not that to squeeze you, but that is for your own benefit. That is that if there's a wasting of time, there's no more wasting of time, because if there is no fruit, God will take you to another thing that you need to do in the ministry and the service or even in life. So commit yourself that you do what is, that you would think about it and to find out the root cause why there is no fruitfulness. So there's issue need to be handled, need to be dealt with. You can't keep quiet. Commit yourself to pray, commit ourselves to think about it, and commit yourself that you do whatever helpful and dunk it. Here he promised that he will put fertilizer. Whatever things that needed to be done for the issue to be solved, we need to persevere. That's the fertilizer that we need to put. And the next commitment is that be bold to take your final decision. What he say? He say, and if it bear fruit, well, verse 9. And if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it off. Thou shalt cut it down. Be willing to take your final decision to cut down, to get rid, or send away if no fruit reproduce. And the last things, be ready to go along with God and to implement what you had said. If it bear fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. In such situation, God had already prepared for you another things to handle instead of your current not fruitful fig tree. That is the teaching. That is today what we have received from the Lord. So here, it's time for searching. Search your heart, search your life. There are things occupying in your lifetime, effort, money. There's loss of effort, less of money, less of resources, but there's no fruit. Maybe kind of people you are mingling, busy with the social media, wasting your time, wasting your effort, being in sin, jealousy, grumbling, laziness, coveting others, selfish ambition, all these things. God wants you to be teachable. God wants you to handle it. God wants you to cut all these things, to repent of the sins, to surrender your life and your will to God. Let's come now to God. Let's come, let's stand in His presence. God really wants the fruit. Yes, you might be wondering what's going on, but God today is interfering in your life. He is intervening also for your own benefit. He's not here to harm you, are not here to harm you, but here to help you to come back to the right way, to be fruitful. Commit yourself, pray, come to God, communicate with God through prayers. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, if not, then After that, thou shalt cut it down in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray, O God, commit ourselves to continue to search ourselves, our lives, the ministries, the people that you entrust to us. O God, we commit ourselves to dung and put fertilizer. Whatever we can do, we commit ourselves within timetable within 1 year, O God. Help us and guide us. Lord, we're coming back to you. Let's repent. Carelessness, lack of commitment, no willingness to serve the Lord, all these sins come. Give up your sin, give up your ambition, your plans. Here we are, Lord. All we like sheep have gone astray, but today, O God, we are coming back to you, Lord. O Lord, take us, heal us, forgive us, heal our lands. We bless you, Lord. We magnify, O God. Come, Lord, and revive us, O God. Change us, O God. Take your word and spread it to the rest of your church, O God, your people, to your workers, to the pastors, to the evangelists, to the leaders, to the workers. Let your name be glorified. Let be fruit, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fruit of repentance, fruit of the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of the new source to your kingdom, in Jesus' name. Come to the Lord. Presence, my soul. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.